9 days dedicated to the Blessed Mother in our preparation to celebrate the birth of our Savior. These are 9 days where we consciously become more aware than ever that we have to celebrate the birth of our Savior through the Blessed Mother. As persons who have experienced love, when we experience that nurturing care, that presence that affirms ourselves, that presence that validates that we exist and that we are capable of doing things, that we are children of God. When we have that, the person who is coming and whom we remember that he is the one who did that to us will be welcomed with great anticipation and great preparation. And 9 days is that liturgical preparation where as individuals and as a household and a community of believers, we do that. These preparations is not exclusive to the Filipinos. In the 3 countries of South America, Ecuador, Venezuela, and Colombia, they have the so-called Novenario a la Virgen. And in Mexico and other parts of the U.S. where they have the Hispanics coming from Mexico, they have the Posadas. And here in the Philippines, we have the 9 days of Simbang Gabi. These are liturgical preparations for Christmas. Not just the decorations, the list of those whom we shall will be giving us gifts, whom we will be giving gifts, but rather this is the experience of our being open to the presence of God. Now, for a person who wants to be happy, for a person who wants to really become so involved in life, one trait that is remarkable is openness. To celebrate the 9 days of preparations means to be open to the grace of God. At the back of our mind, when we have had that experience of being loved by someone, especially when we experience the tremendous love of the Father, just like what we can read in the book of Jeremiah the prophet in chapter 31, it says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. If we were touched by God's unconditional love, then we will always anticipate his coming, at least the celebration of the memory of his birth. Because every moment when we are open to the grace of God, every experience, every encounter, every thought, every feeling, every behavior are expressive of God's participation in our lives. We want to let God participate in our lives. So we have to be open. When we sin, we disallow that. We become so focused on ourselves, so focused on our desires, worldly desires, our narcissistic thinking, feeling, and behaving, that we exclude others. That these are expressions of not being open, but rather so focused on ourselves. To celebrate Christmas, to prepare for the Christmas season, means to be open, to think about the other person, to be impelled by the love of Christ, as Paul writes to the Corinthians. Now, these are expressions of our being Christian, That on the one hand, we become more open as we annually celebrate the birth of Christ through the 9 days novena, preparation for that, then it should be expressed in our thinking, speaking, and behaving. When we Filipinos are fond of saying, I would like to complete the 9 days. Now, let that promise, that panata, be translated in making our day-to-day existence a fulfillment of that openness to God by way of thinking, speaking, and behaving that are congruent with the love of God for us. Otherwise, these observances are mere superficial practice. We live in a Christian country, but there are so many things that are against the values of the gospel. Why don't we start with ourselves? Instead of criticizing others that he is not behaving properly according to the Christian values, let us start with ourselves, with being open to the grace of God, so that the grace of God will inspire us, animate us, and make us brave enough to stand and witness the values of the gospel. And if we do that, we will encounter tremendous difficulties. People will oppose us. But again, as Paul writes to the Christians in Rome, he says, nothing indeed will separate us from the love of God. So when we participate in these 9 days of novena and celebrate Christmas, let us then become more aware that we are given that grace that will not separate us from the love of God. So we have to be courageous, witness to the values of the gospel, starting with ourselves, in our families, in our community, in the places where we work. Christmas means to acknowledge that God participates in us. Christmas means to acknowledge that I am with God and I am empowered to witness to the power of God. Christmas, or the preparation for Christmas, is a remembrance of God's love. I have loved you with an everlasting love, according to Jeremiah. And that kind of love should be expressed, not merely as a self-transcendence, as theologians would say, we feel good, we pray well, then we are Christians. We move from self-transcendence, believing that we are behaving rightly, to what we call kenotic love. What does this mean, kenotic love? It means to express with love till we die to ourselves. Kenosis means self-surrender. God prepared us for his eventual coming for so many centuries. He came. He is with us. He empowers us to give witness to that love, a love that will make us suffer through difficulties and tragedies, and we will overcome that because Christ is with us.